Now, last night's St. Mary's City Council meeting, I had the pleasure of giving the oath of office to Cole Caning, who is our newest police officer. Cole is currently completing the police academy training at Wright State University Lake Campus. I think his graduation is in April, and at that time we will bring him on full time. But as time permits him, and he comes to the department and does some ride-alongs with the current police officers and gets some much-needed training prior to coming on board after his graduation from the police academy. Also, in conjunction with Earth Day, which is April 22nd, the city will host a spring cleanup March 10th to the 15th and again on March 24th through the 29th. This event will give residents an opportunity to discard unwanted items. As part of the cleanup event, the city will have dumpsters located at the wastewater treatment plant located off Defiance Road for residents to discard their items. During these 2 weeks, there will be no curbside pickups during the cleanup. The dumpsters are only available to city residents, and those wishing to use the dumpsters must provide a current city utility bill as proof of residency. The hours of operation will be noon to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday of that week. Household garbage, tires, and hazardous materials will not be accepted. I also want to remind residents as far as the new toters and the new collection system and how they are to be used. Once again, I want to remind residents that the toters are for regular household bagged trash only. Construction debris is not permitted. That includes no broken down furniture, no shingles, no carpet or padding, and no toilets. The lids must be closed. Please set the toter in the right direction. Handles must be away from the street or the curb. If you have any questions, look at the arrow on the top of the lid of your toter and it will show you what direction to face your toter. Please remove your toter from the curb after the day of your pickup. We don't want them left at the curb. If you have extra trash, you must call for a special pickup and there will be an added charge for this service. If you are finding that you are having more household trash than expected, you can always contact the city and you can always purchase another toter at an additional cost. Also, we passed an ordinance that allowed Fire Chief Doug Ayers of the City of St. Mary's to review the current ambulance rates utilizing the ambulance inflation factor as put forth by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and the rates of surrounding communities and finds that the rates of the City of St. Mary's have not been raised since 2017 and need to be adjusted based on current reimbursement standards. Council also passed an ordinance under the suspension of the rules and as an emergency to provide for the issuance and sale of bonds in the maximum principal amount of $10,000 for the purpose of paying the property owner's portion in anticipation of collection of special assessments of the cost of the East Spring Street Reconstruction Phase 2 project. Basically, what this means is that the city will take out a five-year bond and those individuals that have not paid the assessment on the reconstruction phase in full, that will be assessed to their taxes, which will be paid semi-annually over the course of 5 years. That's why the bond is for 5 years. So after the end of 5 years, that $10,000 bond should be paid in full. Also, we read an ordinance authorizing the execution of an agreement with Clemens, Nelson, and Associates for employee relation work. Of course, Clemens and Nelson, the city retains as our legal counsel in negotiating our contracts with our unions and also for legal advice as far as personnel is concerned. Also, we had an emergency resolution for repair, replacement, construction of curb, gutter, sidewalks, combination of sidewalks and curves, asphalt pavement, and drives. That was passed under the suspension of the rules. That is basically our 2025 street program. We're basically in 2025, we're only going to be resurfacing two roads in St. Mary's. One's McKinley Road, which will go from Spring Street to the railroad, and also on Holly Street, which will go from Nagel to the south end of the Hillsdale subdivision. So that was suspended and passed. And finally, we had an emergency resolution requesting the cooperation of the Director of Transportation for the construction of sidewalks, pedestrian facilities, and traffic signals along Indiana Avenue. Of course, this is a project that ODOT is doing in conjunction with the City of St. Mary's. Mary's. I believe this is over a $1.7 million project, and the city's portion is around $216,825. So we passed that as an emergency resolution so that they can begin sending out to receive bids for that project as early as they possibly could. So that's what took place last night at St. Mary's City Council meeting.